Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Oh boy, yes, indeedy do. Mully and Haw, the Chicago Cubs, man, what was that? That was pretty unbelievable.
Woo-hoo.
What a comeback victory. Maybe that changes everything.
Morning, Mully. Yes, I think that it could. It might. But right now, all we can say is I think that it was the biggest win of the year. It was the biggest win of the year because
they needed a sweep. They needed that
sweep. They needed a sweep, but also the way that they did it. They were down 7. They were down.
It's ridiculous.
And they come back and they score 6 in the 9th, and it was an explosion.
And
of
who
offense.
They did it with, right?
Well, yes.
Betancourt, he had 7 RBI in the game. PCA, he's all of a sudden just. What do you go 4 for 4? They had
PCA,
to intentionally walk him.
PCA
to get to the game winning hit.
Got on base 5 times. 5 times for PCA. Bethancourt 7 runs batted in. That guy is on fire. The Cubs scored 11 unanswered runs. 11. PCA, he made history. Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah.
Among rookies, multiple 3-plus hit games, stole 3 or more bases in games, scored 4 or more runs in games. No other MLB rookie has done all 3 in a single series in the modern era since 1901.
The Tay-Tay candle? The Cubs have scored 73 runs in 7 games.
Which is the most in a 7-game span since 1961. And all kinds of history being made.
It's 30 more than any other team has scored in that stretch.
The Tay-Tay candle, is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Well, whatever the vibes are, they need to keep them rolling into Washington. So I would bring the candle to Washington.
Light my candle.
Yes. I think that they are on fire. They are definitely on fire.
Yeah, and it's still Craigust. We haven't even gotten to Craigtober.
Well, wait till they get to Craigtember first.
Craigtember before Craigtober.
I was on a Milwaukee radio station yesterday with Sparky, our guy Sparky, and I mentioned the Craigtember.
I don't know Sparky.
Okay. He's a really good host up there.
Okay.
And I mentioned Craigtember and bristled. They're in first place. Why would they miss him? But if Craig Counsell has the same effect on the Cubs in September that he has had in many a Brewer team, you want to pay attention.
I know a guy named Sparky who is an Irish guy, and he got the nickname because he accidentally lit the barn on fire when he was young. How did your Sparky get the nickname?
That's not good.
What did he just light
I don't
the candle?
Know.
What?
I really don't know. I really am not sure. Sparky. I just know it was 12:50 a.m. the Fan in Milwaukee. I don't know the origin of the nickname. Okay. Next time.
All right.
We'll devote a segment to that.
Ask him if he lit the burn.
But the Cubs, while I was talking to Sparky, were finishing off, I think, one of the biggest wins of their season because of where they came from and how far down they were.
Well,
it down was 10-3.
It was as unlikely a victory. I'll give you that. I mean, it just but it was interesting because Bethancourt, after the game, was interviewed on the Marquee Network, and he basically said that nobody gave up, that nobody, like, they know they can come back. They know they're scoring runs now, and nobody didn't believe that they could do that.
It's contagious.
Extraordinary.
It is contagious. He's at the bottom of the order, and it doesn't matter. He is on his numbers since coming up. Craig Counsell said at postgame that there's no way he could have played any better. He was 3-for-5 with 7 RBI, and he was responding to a heckler in the stands who said he stunk, and he was like, I'm going to show him I don't stink. And he did what he did. Throughout that lineup, you look, and Skeens did his job. I mean, he was human. He was a guy that had come down to earth a little bit. He gave up 2 runs in 5 innings, only struck out 6.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I lost that bet.
Yeah.
I thought he would get 8 or more.
But at least Dansby Swanson homered.
No, he didn't. No. I lost some money yesterday.
No. The real story is we lost breakfast.
Okay, that's true. I wasn't buying breakfast.
You were going to buy
breakfast. I'm not buying breakfast now.
No.
I lost the money.
That's okay.
Dansby Swanson, 1-for-4. No, wait, he was 0-for-4. Yikes. Still scored 2 runs. No, he didn't homer.
And you're still getting into the whole gambling thing, and I think what you learn is that
I'm done now.
Well, you really ought not to buy people breakfast when you win, because no one will give you a dime when you lose.
Right.
So keep that in mind.
I'm done for a while. I'll
you're bowing out
at least till Saturday.
No more getting out over your Skeens.
No, not until his next start. Although he's going to be probably pitching at Wrigley Field next week.
Well,
I think the Pirates come to Chicago, I believe, for a 3-game series beginning Monday. And my sense would be Skeens would be on the mound at Wrigley Field.
You should wager on how many runs they'll score once he's out of the game.
Well, that would be a safer bet because their bullpen stunk yesterday, beginning with Aroldis Chapman. Then they got to Bednar, who didn't have his control. They just finished off whoever was on the mound. What a series. I don't know what it means in terms of momentum. We've been fooled before. We've been down this road. But time is running out, and the Cubs are now 2 games over 500. Finally, they're a winning team. And yesterday felt like just a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch.
And they go to Washington. So that should be fun.
Day off today, correct? They're off today.
Right.
Then they go to the nation's capital.
That's right.
And the Nationals just took care of the Yankees, I believe.
Well, I did not see the score of the game, but I did see that the Yankees got I'll have to look it up again here because it was one of the more extraordinary plays of the season. They got yesterday in that game, they got the vaunted 8-6-2-3-2-5-4 double play.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Ball was sailed over Aaron Judge's head. He threw it back in. They got 2 different guys caught. I think they got 3 different players caught in rundowns, but one guy managed to stay on the base path, so they got a double play by running down 2 guys.
That would be fun to watch. I did not see that highlight.
Oh, it was hysterical. Threw a guy out between home and third base and then got a guy between first and second, and the guy that they initially had between second and third got back to second base.
Hmm. That sounds like a tough one to,
it was really,
to score.
It's just it was an extraordinary moment in baseball. You're right. It would take an excellent mind to actually figure out that it was 8-6-2-3-2-5-4.
Nationals won that game 5-2.
Good for them.
Yeah. They're coming in hot. So Rodon gets a loss in that one. Rodon's 14-9 though. How about that? A lot of ex-Sox pitchers having good seasons.
Mm.
I guess we have to mention the Sox because if that was the Cubs' biggest win of the season, as it was termed on Marquee, that was maybe the Sox' toughest loss to take last night.
Well,
in the second game.
The first game was their quietest loss.
Yeah, that definitely.
Because nobody went there. Someone said there were 63 people in the stands. Or
thought it was maybe a couple hundred. Maybe at one point it was 63, but friends and relatives and were not even maybe anybody with a big family.
The lights are on, and there aren't a lot of people here. I just did a quick count of people I can see, and I got to about 140, and that's about it.
That's Rangers radio. Grady Sizemore said after the game that he was not in baseball during COVID, but it looked like, let's listen.
Such a small crowd, it probably reminded us of the players of the COVID days.
I wasn't around in the COVID days, but it was definitely, you could hear everything. It happens sometimes. You know, you have games where you're not a lot of fans, but, I felt like, again, it was guys played hard. Just just couldn't string anything together offensively tonight.
He sneezed, and somebody in the box seat said, "Bless you." It was quiet.
Yeah,
it was so quiet and so embarrassing.
Yeah,
a Major League Baseball game, the defending World Series champions.
In fairness, the game was rained out after four pitches.
I know.
The day before.
Lot of depths before. Being. Explored on the south side, but it didn't get much worse. Then, bottom of the ninth, Travis Jankowski in left field for the Rangers. Vaughny going, Vaughn goes deep. But no, that's one of the best catches you're ever going to see in a major league game, given what was at stake. Would have been a 3-run walk-off home run. Instead, it's just a long out.
Loud out.
Depending
on your perspective, right? That might have been an embittering moment if you were hoping for a win. Say you had bet the Sox to split. Let's just take that. I don't think anyone did. But it's hard to win two games in a doubleheader. They were close games.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That was a terrible play. I mean, it was one of those things that you just thought at one for one fleeting second.
Right. Someone was going to make a play.
This was going to be an exciting end to a game
that
they really did their best to try to lose.
Sure.
And it had me looking up, how tall is Travis Jankowski? There's no way he's only 6'2". He soared like he was going for a rebound or a dunk. He got up there, and then his glove went over the fence, and he pulled it back. And all you could say was, oh.
Well, that's all instinct, really. You know, being in there, getting able to contribute, and bringing back a homer—that was a highlight of my day for sure.
No doubt, highlight of his year. I can't imagine he had many catches better than that.
Well, many game-winning catches better than that. And how embarrassing would it be to have lost a game for the reigning world champions to have lost to the White Sox, even in a doubleheader?
Yeah, maybe. But they're bad. They're bad this year. Anyway.
No, they're not good.
Yeah, they're 9 games under.
I know.
It's a long season.
They've had a lot of injuries. That the first game, the second game, Max Scherzer was supposed to start,
mm-hmm.
and they had to scratch him.
Yeah, they've not had a very good year. Bruce Bochy, I think he feels a lot older this year than he probably did a year ago.
He also said he had to watch what he said because he was afraid that he'd go hard R on a
G-rated crowd. People can hear what you have to say, so you have to have a filter. I think that's the
catch the ball off these bums.
I don't think that everything that was probably said was Hard Knocks worthy. They went out of pass the Hard Knocks sensor.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what you're going to hear when there's nobody in the park. But the Rangers sweep the White Sox. Tough day. You have to mention this while we're talking about the Sox for a second. Did you see any of what happened to Lenin Sosa to make maybe the longest day for him in the second game? This is what happened to Lenin Sosa in the span of a few innings. Ground ball that he and Licky Lopez decided they couldn't figure out who was going to take it, so runner goes first, right between them. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Seeing eye single. Then, ground ball, he misses the tag to try to tag the guy going to the very next batter, and then he bobbles the ball trying to make the throw. Runners on first and second. Then, home run. Instead of two outs, nobody on, home run, 3-2, Rangers. Later in the game, 5 innings later, you see Lenin Sosa's covering second base between innings. Throw comes down from the catcher. He's not looking. Hits him square in the forehead.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah, it looked like he should have come out of the game. He stayed in the game. And he probably wishes he would have left the game. Long night for Nicky Lopez. I'm sorry, not Nicky Lopez.
Lenin Sosa.
Lenin Sosa. And Nicky Lopez. And everybody in a White Sox uniform.
And Lopez's family, who filled half the stadium.
They were playing softball in Grand Park.
They were out in the park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tough.
Yeah, listen, there's not. I wonder if Jerry was there. Just wonder what he thought of what he saw in the first game. Because conceivably he sneezed during that game and no one said anything.
Well, I'm sure if he wasn't there, he was made aware of just how sparse the crowd was. It's just a difficult challenge for anybody to go through. So today, what the Sox got going today? A day game.
Yeah.
A day game. It's scheduled.
Let's get out there.
You can get in the park for $4. You can get in the scout seats for $4.
They have lost 5 straight and 102 on the year.
I think it's actually worse than that.
No, I think that was lost 102, wasn't it? After 5 straight. Could be wrong. Didn't check the standings this morning.
You mean you're not?
But they were.
No, the 31 and 103. It's a 6th straight loss.
Okay, so that's
they're worse. They're 72 games below.
6 straight losses, and they're now. When have they lost more? Last year, right? 106?
No, they had 101 last year. Yeah, they're
102 in 1932. Is that as bad as they've done?
No, they're within 3 losses of the franchise record.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to get that
going for them.
They're going to get that pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.